All right, number three, the next thing to think about even before you confess. So we're thinking about the emotions that we brought to the table that have harmed other people. Number two, reflect on your words in your conflict with the other person and compare them to Ephesians 4, 29 through 32. What words have you spoken? Number three, reflect on your words in your conflict with the other person. Compare them to Ephesians 4, 29 through 32. What words have you spoken to other people that were not helpful for building up? Can someone read 29 through 32?
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but what which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
Great. Yeah, so if there's any corrupting talk, so what would that be? Using words that don't build up. If we're saying something that doesn't build up, should we say it? We probably should never say it, right? So when we're putting our confession together, we're also thinking about the words that we've said that have hurt someone. In this scenario, do you think Matt could have said anything? What words might have Matt said? What's that?
He could have told the truth.
Okay, told the truth. Good.
And I mean, I think his father might still be a bit angry because
I think,
he knew something.
Yeah. Yep. Good. Yeah. Craig?
I think he could have acknowledged the parents' rule about getting permission first, but explained that they were home at the time and he thought it was kind of an emergency almost.
Yeah.
To go and console his friend.
Yeah. Yep. He could confess that he didn't really honor the rules that the parents put in place. But he knows how he could justify it. That's sin, is saying, oh, my friend Jake really needed me. You know, that's a way to kind of move the shift that happens, right? Oh, I'm doing something good. Oh, well, not really.